right, 7:41 now on this Monday morning. Big contest coming up later today here in Port Huron at the Baker College Culinary Institute of Michigan. It's going to be a couple of high school culinary teams led by members of the Detroit Pistons, and there's a very special reason for this as well. Joining us right now to tell us more about it from Baker College is Mark Heaton. Mark, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, tell us, and I know you did something like this last year. What's going on later today?
Well, last year we did part of the Pistons Fit initiative, talking about healthy eating. We had Chef Lamar from the Palace, who they make a lot of the food. They have nutritionists for the players. Come to the Sim in Port Huron with a couple players and a culinary group from Oakland County. And they did a little cook-off so you could do the best job on that recipe. This year, talking with the Pistons, owner Tom Gores has an initiative for Flint regarding the Flint water crisis, and it's called Flint Now. And when we talked back and forth, we thought it would be a great idea to get some of the students from the Flint area who have been affected by the water crisis to the Culinary Institute in Port Huron and bring in Dr. Amy Sachs-Kustak, who has been working with Dr. Mona Hanna-Tisha on the, helping out with getting people on track with the effects of the lead here in Genesee County and in Flint specifically. So we have 23 students from Genesee Career Institute being picked up by the Pistons bus, kind of a cool thing. And they are riding over, and we will have a little lecture from Dr. Amy Sachs-Kustak. And after that, the players are going to arrive. I'm not sure that the students even know that yet. And we're going to break them into two teams. These are culinary students from GCI. And we're going to have a little cook-off and see how they do with the Piston players as the team captains under the supervision of our SIM students.
What a cool idea. And these recipes, by the way, we're talking about foods that can specifically help to reduce the lead absorption in the system, right?
Absolutely. The proper nutrition, proper diet, in particular lean meats and some leafy vegetables, and Dr. Amy Sachs-Kustak will definitely get to talk about that, do help reduce the absorption of lead into the body. So having a proper diet can help deflect some of that bad water, you know, that they've run into. So it's a bad situation. We're trying to bring it or keep it in the light and help these students, I guess, get a better feel for what they can do to help back in the community.
Probably doesn't hurt that these culinary students in high school get a firsthand look at the Culinary Institute of Michigan right here in Port Huron and might give them some ideas of what they might want to do in the future, huh?
Absolutely, no question. We have a lot of really good students from Genesee Career Institute that have attended in the past. As a matter of fact, the last year's Student Chef of the Year in Michigan, Chef de Cuisine, American Culinary Federation person was from that Culinary Institute. So she graduated from there, came to the SIM, went to school there, ended up being the number one student chef in Southeast Michigan, which is a great honor.
That's fantastic. What time is this all going to happen today?
We're going to start at 3. Dr. Sachs-Kustak is going to speak from 3 to 3:45 or so to the students, answer questions, go over some of the things she's worked on with Dr. Hanna-Mona-Tisha. And then the players arrive at 4. And then we are going to break them into the teams at that point, get them into the kitchens and see what they can come up with, have a little fun under the tutelage of our students. And then I would imagine we'll be done around 5 or so. The players are going to be autographing. We have some Sim Pistons aprons for them, cooking aprons. And the players are going to autograph those for each of the students and have a little fun, meet and greet on the way out the door. And then they'll be riding the Pistons bus back to Flint.
Sounds like a fun day. Sounds like a good time and a great opportunity for these young students.
They're very, very excited. I spoke to their instructor on Friday, and he said that, normally getting permission slips for field trips is difficult, you know, trying to round those up. He said they had no issues this year. The students got them in right away.
I bet they did. Neat stuff. Mark, thanks for telling us about it. We really appreciate it very much.
Paul, thank you for having us on, and have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.